It is that time of year again where our guest hosts either take some well-earned time off, or if they're overachievers, they join us live from vacation. Annie Dugan, live from vacation this morning here on KUMD. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. Good morning. It is always exciting to be on vacation and think fondly of all of the amazing things going on in Duluth. It's hard to leave Duluth sometimes because there are so many amazing art programs and things to do and see, but you know, every one of us does have to get a fresh look at things and come back to our community with all those exciting things.
Exactly.
Yes. So, but some of the exciting things going on Saturday, Wendy Gresson has been putting this on for 12 years, so Women Made Art Fair. So it features 20 vendors who identify as women at Peace Church from 10 to 3. There is sort of across the board folks who consider themselves crafters, folks who consider themselves fine artists. It's a wonderful collection of creators in the community showing off both things for sale and things to look at. So that's this Saturday from 10 to 3 at Peace Church. In Cloquet, a little south of Duluth, a new exhibition opened up at the Pine Knot Gallery. The West End in Cloquet has been engaged in a project that I talked a little bit about called West End Flourish. And they were recognized through Springboard Arts as an important downtown that needs to be celebrated through creators and makers. And that is exactly what's happening. And there was a big plein air exhibition and celebration last weekend. And this the bird exhibition opened up. So photos of birds, paintings of birds, sculptures of birds, such an important part of our ecosystem, and what a wonderful way to celebrate it. So much of us, you know, watch birds and look at birds, and what is art except for reflecting back on what we see? So I love the Pine Knot is a locally owned newspaper. They opened a few years ago, and they have had art at the center of the kind of journalism that they're doing, as well as the kind of community building that they're doing, because the newspaper is a really important part of any community, and news is an important part of any community. And so I love that the Pine Knot News is doing this kind of collaboration with artists as well. So folks can come in, they can see the bird exhibition, and they can leave with a free paper as well if you come through the exhibition. So that's a great feature. The Duluth Art Institute, this is really important news for all of you artists out there. Their annual membership show is coming up. Typically, the annual membership show is in January, but it was just a weird year for some different, you know, as we all know. And so they're holding their annual membership exhibition in August through September. So for those of you who are members, and for those of you who are not members of the Art Institute, you can become a member. The membership show is a great piece of being part of this community. Everyone who's a member can have one piece of work in this exhibition. Typically, there's about 150 pieces. Drop-off is coming up the first week in August. So prepare now so that you can have work in the exhibition, because it really is just this fabulous community show and tell. Everyone who comes, there's a People's Choice for their favorite that is in the show that evening, and it's just an all-around wonderful way to show off the creative voices in our community. So plan now. You can become a member, and then the drop-off is August 9th and 10th. And then also plan on your schedule. I'll talk a little bit more about it as we get closer, but Chelsea Antoinette, who has an exhibition that I've talked a little bit about that is on view now at the Duluth Art Institute, is going to be visiting the community. So plan now, go and see the exhibition so that when she comes that first week in August 6th, for her artist talk, you will have seen the work. She did a whole history of the tignon, which is these sculpted head wraps in 18th century Spanish government of Louisiana outlawed women of African descent to show their hair. And so as an act of rebellion, these folks came up with just amazing ways to wrap their heads. They would, and she has an exhibition of her own sculpted pieces as well as history. It's really a powerful show. So definitely check that out. And then you can listen to her talk at the beginning of August. And that's our week in art. Lisa, it is a fabulous one as always, and I will make some art down here in the valleys of the Mississippi and have more to report next week.
Now, I gather that you are making art with your kids on vacation. Do you find that kind of, sometimes when we're, how do you put this kindly? Of course, you go on vacation as a parent of, you know, with young kids, and frequently you go to grandma and grandpa's, which is wonderful because then everybody enjoys these fresh interactions and parents get a little bit of a break. But can you make that activities with them and to keep them from bouncing off the walls in a strange environment? Is there a way to come up with projects to do with them that keeps the stress level to a minimum for the parents as well?
Well, you know, I think art is a wonderful way of processing, you know, whether we're kids or adults. And so when you have that, when you have sort of a daily journal, like, you know, you can either write in it or draw what happened today. Or, you know, for my six-year-old, it started out, he was drawing what happened that day. And then it started to be, he was drawing pictures from stories that he was reading because we started reading some new books. And so it was, you know, the monsters that he was thinking about in the books or the, you know, it's a different way of processing. You know, so much of our world is, we process through verbal language, and visual language is something that, you know, we do as kids, but I think as adults we can do as well. So if you're, you know, if you're journaling on vacation, try journaling through the visual, because it makes you, it works that brain in a different way, and connects to some neurons that, we might want to make friends with again.
I'd like to make friends with any of my neurons, just any of them. I know this comes as a huge shock, but I like a good giggle perhaps more than many people that I know. And I am certainly not an artist, but I can draw little stick figures and little goofy figures in a way that can make me laugh. And as sometimes I go through boxes of old papers and stuff, I see communications where I have drawn little sketches of things for people, and they make me laugh. And you don't have to be an artist to create something that's fun. And you
Absolutely.
May discover that your stick figures are, you know, maybe your gift is captions for your stick figures or thought bubbles or whatever it might be. But yeah. There's plenty of room there to draw things that are fun. And, oh, gosh, are they fun to look back on once in a while? It's like, what in the world was going on here? Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a wonderful way to process, for sure.
Well,
thing is important.
You obviously have journaling and processing to do, so please go do that without any kind of pressure, and it'll be super fun to talk with you when you get back, find out what you saw once you got out of town a little bit and how you cleared your palate to return to Duluth.
I love that. That sounds lovely, Lisa. Thank you.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on 103.3 KUMD.